7th. SpaceX celebrating another successful launch. A Falcon 9 rocket took off Saturday night from California's Vandenberg Space Force Air Base, about 150 miles north of L.A. 21 Starlink satellites were on board the rocket. The rocket's contrails were visible for hundreds of miles, lighting up skies from the Central Coast to San Diego and all of Southern California. Brad Siegel, NBC News Radio.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That's MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds. Martha Norwalk, NORWALK.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right corner. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, it is the first Sunday of April, but we're a week into the month already because it started right after last week. Animal World's production engineer is in the studio keeping everything together. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. Nathan Miller.
And it looks like you showed me a little glimpse of the area down in Bellevue, and you've got a little nicer weather than I've got going on up here. I'm zooming in today from home, and looks like you even have a ray of sunshine down there.
Well, being different here than there is kind of the story of our weather situation today. It seems like it's going to be all over the place.
Well, I see you've got a little teeny patches of blue sky and clouds, but it looks pretty dry. My sky is really pretty gray, and my roof is still dripping. So you know it's rained recently. Everything's wet up here. It's not raining at the moment, but so I'm a little darker than you are, and so you said it's. It's just going to be a lot of everything today.
A lot of everything. Maybe even a possible afternoon thunderstorm will pop up in some areas. So,
oh, yikes.
Yeah, I mean, scattered showers, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of rain. Who knows what's going to happen, but we know it's going to be pretty unpredictable today.
Oh, okay. So, but the possibility of thunderstorms coming into the area. So
yeah, that's there too.
Sounds like a good morning to stay inside and hang with us. And it is the first Sunday of the month, so that means it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And we'll be checking in with all our regulars. We will start off the show with Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. And then we will chat with Eileen and Help Animals India. We will talk again with Beth and Merritt Clifton from animals24-7.org, catch up on everything going on about all the animals around the world. And we have been in communication with each other, and just to let you know that we will, Beth and and Merritt and Beth are actively following what's going on with the whirling disease with the fish sort of thing that we don't really understand yet. I haven't heard much in the last week, so I'm not sure what's going on, if there's anything current going on with that. And the other big thing in the animal world would be the bird flu business that now is showing up in cows. And there's a lot going on there, and it is seriously affecting the cost of eggs. And so if you're wondering, why do eggs still cost so much and that price is going up, it has to do with this bird flu stuff. So they will catch us up on the details about that and whatever else we end up talking about animals around the world. And we will close out today with the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And subject today is going to be meditation, and because big meditation class starting this week. And boy, what a good time to start if you don't have a meditation practice with everything going on in the country and the world. I think it's hard to be stress-free these days, and meditation is a perfect answer. So we'll finish on a high note there. Let's see. So golly, it's been a couple of weeks since I've actually seen you, Nathan. And in the meantime, did you have a nice Easter?
Yeah,
last weekend?
I did. I was just about to mention we skipped over that with Animal World. It's kind of a weird occasion since being on Sunday, the show has almost always, at least in my experience, been on Easter. So to
right,
be here
we've always done an Easter show.
Yeah.
But this year it happened to fall on the last Sunday of the month, which was Encore.
Mm-hmm.
And it also seemed to be early.
It was.
Year.
It's very rare that Easter happens in April. I think it's
in March.
March.
Rare,
yes.
That it happens in March. Right. Yeah.
And I believe it happens maybe once every 11 years or so, last time I checked. So, I mean, definitely would have been my first time having the show be on Sunday for Easter. So it was weird being here and just not having Animal World going on. It's like, oh, man, it's a
why aren't we
very
live
strange
on
day.
Well, I have to say because, you know, it was a beautiful weekend. I mean, like, it was like summer was here early last weekend. It was really a gorgeous weekend. But it was perfect timing for me because I had to finish up my winter cleanup and all, you know, the limbs and the branches and everything that was still down in my yards because with the warmer weather and the sunshine and then the rain, my grass was growing and I needed to get all of my winter cleanup finished so I could do the maiden voyage on the mower and get mowed and blowed and all that sort of stuff. Well, I literally exhausted myself on Easter. I mean, I worked in the yard and by Easter evening, by that last Sunday night, I mean, I could barely move. I was so worn out. But I got everything cleaned up on Sunday, and then that left me Monday. I finished up the little cleanup and was able to blow and mow and then blow again. And then the weather's been pretty peaceful all week. So I'm happy to say that I have a nice cleaned up and freshly coiffed yard, and it looks really good for the moment.
Oh, got your spring cleaning done.
Spring cleaning done outside, and it looks really good. But you know, I'm looking at my at you know my because I have kind of a little forest that I live in, and I'm just realizing that, you know, the weather really has changed and significantly enough. And I think the big change that I'm personally aware of now is that how much drier it's been, because we've had a drier winter this year. And we had a really dry summer last year, and that's taken a toll on my forest and the my bacteria and the part of the forest that I live in here has really changed, and I keep looking outside and thinking, how come it looks so good? And usually I'm out having to do all kinds of trimming and weeding and stuff and going to the spring, but I think it's because it's been so dry, a lot of the undergrowth, because I kind of had a rainforest type atmosphere, but it's like it's so dry that a lot of stuff isn't growing. or died off during the winter because it was too dry and then got cold. So anyway, I am personally noticing a difference in the landscape that seems to be related directly to the changes in the weather. So anyway, I'm finding that interesting, and I keep looking and trying to understand. But the only explanation, I think, is how dry it's been.
That would make sense, especially being in a forest like that.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know if any of the rest of you are noticing that the consistent drier weather for the last couple of years, if that's made a difference to your landscape, but it certainly has here. And it'll be interesting to see what happens and what I can do with flowers this summer, because a lot of times it's just been too rainforesty and too humid. So some flowers just didn't do well in the environment. Anyway, we'll see what happens.
Well, my mom's tulips are starting to bloom out very nicely in the front yard.
Yep, we have and around the neighborhood, you know, the tulips, the daffodils are up. I do think it's been kind of a confusing year and continues to be for plants and wildlife, usually the first thing I notice in the area, one of the first things I notice in the area that tells me spring is here is when I drive between from my home into Monroe proper, the city, and off to do whatever I'm going to do, I drive through a lot of pasture land. And there's one big pasture area, lots of grassy area that in the middle of the pasture, out in the middle of kind of nowhere, there's like 5 or 6 or 7 bright orange azaleas that just bloom every spring right in the middle of this pasture. And they mow around them and everything as the year goes by. But that is, in my mind, that's what I remember is triggering, oh, yeah, it's really spring and things are blooming. That isn't even close to happening yet. But yet all the daffodils and the tulips are up and there's a lot of stuff happening. But I just think the timing of everything is kind of a little discombobulated this year. And you know, it warmed up early in February and then got cold again. I mean, my hummingbirds are still confused. I still don't have any Anna hummingbirds. I only have the Rufuses. And so I'm not sure if they're going to come back with babies or not. Anyway, it just seems like things are different this year. And I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm using my affirmations to adjust and accept the changes going on. So speaking of that, we get two things here. I before we officially start the show, I just wanted to check in briefly, Nathan. We covered you know, the weather and it looks like it's just going to be kind of more of the same and kind of rainy and on and off all week long. And temperatures are pretty reasonable right now. So you do want to be paying attention to the change in the weather and checking for fleas as it's getting warmer. Watch the mushroom population in your yards and so that you don't leave fields of mushrooms for your dog friends, because most of what grows in our yards are toxic. Pay attention to the changes. Things are changing with our... The one thing I'm noticing, Nathan, on my social media and community, the little next-door neighborhoods, it's a lot more talk right now of wildlife starting to become more active. Coyotes, a lot more coyote reports, cougar, bobcat thing. So I think a lot of the animals are waking up and you know, bears be coming out of hibernation and so be more aware of the wildlife around. And especially if you have indoor, outdoor cat models, there have been a lot of reporting about coyotes getting pretty brave and coming onto properties and actually looking for cats and so forth. So pay attention to all of that. And last, usually we're reporting on something in the sporting department. And Nathan, I guess we're supporting you right now because you're a big baseball fan.
I am.
And the Mariners have begun.
Begun. It depends on how you want to use that term.
Well, I was going to say, what do you got to say for yourself and the team and all of that?
Well, just played back that broken record that keeps repeating itself every single year. You know, the Mariners are going to be a good team this year. Then they start off really bad, and we're just waiting for them to wake up at this point.
Well, I did pay attention last night when I watched the news, and didn't they had a good game yesterday? Did they not?
Yeah, but that was once in our this.
Oh, you're not
expecting
that to continue?
Well, and, I mean, as far as how the season has been going, Mariners have been getting pretty decimated by other teams, especially the Cleveland Guardians in their past series. You know, they had one game where they just barely squeezed by the Guardians and then got blown out for the rest of the series, and have been pretty struggling. When they win, they don't win by much, and when they lose by quite a lot. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's not been a good start for the Mariners this year, especially for some of our starting pitchers like Luis Castillo. And
well, sounds like you won't be too distracted then, because my understanding is they are playing today, and the game begins during the show today.
It does. So,
but I was just going to let you know. I know from past experience that it is totally possible for you to watch the game and do radio. Because Gary did it for years.
Uh-huh. And now he does both.
Right. Absolutely. But so I guess if Nathan gets a little distracted in the last hour, that could be the reason. All right. Looking at the time, we better catch up. I better officially start the show so we can take care of advertisers and finish up any discussion before it's time to get started with Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends. Sunday, Meow will be first up at the bottom of the hour. But I always start the show with our prayers and affirmations because it's Sunday, and we start with a couple of honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with all the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, I start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, and then we have our whole slew of affirmations that we do to get ourselves spiritualized up for the day and the week. Participating with me in this part of the show is optional, up to you. You can say the prayers and the affirmations along with me, or you can opt out. Not like dancing and getting on the love train at 10 and 11. Dancing's required, but here you have a choice. You can opt in or out. All righty, we are going to start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, now for us human animals, we've got St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Oh, and boy, does this have significance these days, huh? Alrighty, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty, amen. Okay, now we've got our whole pile of affirmations, and all chosen from, most come from some member of our spiritual family here or there, or our animal world family, and I say, and they've been chosen because they're so powerful. You can say them along with me and use them every day at home, as I know many of you do because I hear from you. I say them out loud three times for each affirmation. And here we go. Affirmation number one comes from my spiritual family and profoundly powerful. And here we go three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two actually comes from Linda Rasmussen, our best and energy codes practitioner, and she and Brother Nels will be with us next week for our healing show and free remote treatments for all of you. And if you've listened to Linda, you know that when she works with someone on the air, she usually gives them an affirmation to keep the energy going. And that's where this affirmation came from. It turned out to be so powerful, we now include it every week. Here we go with affirmation number two. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Whew. All righty. Now, affirmation number three. This comes from my spiritual family, actually, Ananda, the Italian division, and is the one I use to keep me and my animals in good health and well-being and a good attitude going out into the world. Here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. All right, next affirmation comes actually from Natasha Venter, our communicator, intuitive, and general psychic gal. She's here the third Sunday of every month, and this is the affirmation that we use to help ourselves and our animal friends stay in balance with all this crazy energy and all the changes going on. Here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and then we conclude this ritual of affirmations with the Ananda Warrior of Light affirmation. And boy, is it needed not only in our own country, but around the world with everything going on. So you know where to send the light. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Woohoo. All righty then. We are all spiritualized up for the day and the week, and it is time to take care of our advertisers, so we will do that, and when we get back, we'll be getting ready to begin shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends. Sunday, Meow Cat Rescue is up first, so stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Wondering what's on next on Alternative Talk 1150? Check out 1150kknw.com.
Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling with this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and boy, everything is gearing up for spring and all of that out at the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell. They will, they're a half hour away from starting service this morning. And some great classes and events coming up, and we will chat with them at 11:30 this morning and find out about Robin Mattis is going to join us and find out about her meditation classes starting this weekend. That will be our subject for the day. And of course, you heard from me and know that when I'm not on the radio, I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer. Well, I am now too, but I'm out there helping people understand their dog friends and teaching people how to live with their dogs and solve all kinds of problems quickly. And I specialize in teaching you everything you need to know how to live with your dog and solve all the problems and move forward. It's kind of like that old adage, Nathan, I don't just give people the fish. I teach them how to fish. I give them the fish and teach them how to fish so they're in good shape with their dogs immediately from when I see you. So I'll usually only have to see my clients once, and I give you free phone follow-up privileges after I see you. And I'll always talk to you for free on the phone and do a free phone evaluation. So the sad downside for me is that business has been really slow through the winter, which has been unusual because during COVID and the pandemic, everybody went out and got dogs. So a lot of people needed help. Well, I think now that life is kind of returning back to more normal and people are out and about again, lot of those dogs going back to the shelter, or there just isn't as much a need. I just don't, not sure what it is, but I could sure use your help if you'd beat the bushes for me. And anybody you know that needs help with their dog friends. And by the way, thank you so much for those of you that are passing my number around, because I have seen a couple people this last month or recently that y'all have sent me. So tell them that if they've got dog problems, I'll talk to them for free on the phone and do an evaluation and let them know if I can help. And if I'm not the best one to help them, I probably know who is. So please take my phone number and give it to anybody who's got animals and needs help. My number is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty then. I think that catches us up. And how about that? We are like right about on time. So, Nathan, there's a couple of other things that I want to catch up with you about, but we're just going to have to hold off on those things, which we will do at the end of next hour. We'll cover current events and so forth after we cover the bases with Help Animals India. So right now, we are going to actually on time. We are going to start Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And doing a great job of that. We start with close to my heart, the kitties, and that would be Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. Marilyn Hendrickson joins us. Good morning, Marilyn, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning.
Hey, Marilyn, how's it down in your neck of the woods? What's the weather looking like down there?
Well, I guess hopeful is the word.
Okay. Well, I can see, you know, Nathan's in, the Bellevue area, and there's a teeny bit of sun poking through. Out in my neck of the woods, I'm totally gray, and I don't have even a hint of any sunshine. So you're kind of between so what's going on? Are you gray, cloudy, just like me?
Well, a little bit of both. I can see the sun trying to peek out. I actually see a couple splotches of blue sky as well. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I would appreciate it if you would push those northeast a little bit. My direction.
We'll do that.
All righty. So let's find out, Meow Cat Rescue, for anybody who has not been here before, tell us about Meow Cat Rescue.
Meow Cat Rescue is a 501c3 nonprofit cat shelter rescue organization. We are located in Kirkland in the Houghton area. We have on-site cats and kittens. We have cats and kittens in foster care, and dogs and puppies are in foster care. And,
wonderful.
That's who we are.
So, obviously, Meow Cat Rescue would indicate that you definitely have cats. But as you mentioned, you also have dogs and puppies sometimes. But they don't come into the shelter. They're in foster homes. But anybody who's interested in adding a member to their family, either cats or dogs, can go to the Meow website, which is meowcatrescue.org. Pretty simple, meowcatrescue.org. And then what you click on, available cats and kittens or available dogs, puppies, mm-hmm. and then you can check everything. You can check everybody who's available for adoption out on the website. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
But not all of them will be in the shelter. Some are in foster.
Some are in foster. All of the dogs and puppies are in foster. But most of the cats are at the shelter. A few, actually, right now, I think everybody's at the shelter. But, yeah, when you click on available cats, there's a picture and a bio of each cat or kitten that is available.
All right. And then Meow is a shelter and a rescue,
mm-hmm.
Not a sanctuary, in that you don't keep cats forever intentionally.
No, right. No, we don't. And we, for the cats that are old or very ill, we have a ninth life division.
Oh, tell us about that.
The Ninth Life Division is where a person takes a cat home and fosters it for the remainder of its life. We supply all medication, food, veterinary costs. We just want, if a cat is not doing well and who has limited time on this earth, we don't want them to have to sit in a cage. And so,
gosh, that's a wonderful, wonderful program.
Mm-hmm. It is. It really is. And
now, do you have any idea, Marilyn, at this point in time, how many cats are in this Ninth Life program through Meow?
Yeah,
how many?
Yeah, I do. I think it's 6 or 7.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And these would all be like elderly cats that have issues of some kind?
Yeah, yeah. We've got some cats who are in late-stage kidney failure. We've got some cerebellar hypoplasia cats, and they're just receiving all the care they need in their foster home, and they're loving their life, and they don't have to be stuck in a cage at the shelter.
Oh, that's wonderful. And so, gosh, and what a great way to serve and help our cat friends. If so anybody out there, you know, if you'd like to be a foster family. Now, you don't necessarily have to foster, you know, elderly cats with issues. You can foster moms and babies and all kinds of things. So I'm assuming, Marilyn, that since we're on the subject, that Meow is always in the market for new volunteers and fosters.
Yeah. Volunteers are the lifeblood of our shelter, and everybody's good at something. We've got people volunteering at the shelter who do laundry, clean cages, do Costco runs, run cats and kittens to and from veterinary appointments, spays and neuters. We've got a buddy program where people can come in once or twice, 3 times a week, and we have meet and greet rooms, and these people take the cats out of the cages and spend some time with them in the rooms.
Oh, how fun. And so you could volunteer to just come and love cats, huh?
You can. Yes, you can. Yeah, it's everybody wins in that situation. You know, if you need your cat fixed but you can't adopt one, you could become a buddy.
Wow, that's wonderful. And I'm thinking, you know, how wonderful cats can be for senior humans.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and what great company they can be. But I know a lot of people, you know, get to, you know, an older age and then they're hesitant, you know, to get an animal because the fear that the animal will outlive them or they won't be able to care for them or something. But it seems that your foster program could be a perfect answer, you know, to situations like that, especially like when you're talking about the senior kitties with some issues that, you know, you want in homes and people fostering. But Meow covers all the expenses, the cost of food and medication and treatment and all of that. So it's not a financial burden to the people that foster these elderly cats. And so anyway, I'm thinking about, you know, seniors that you know, are concerned about committing. But this way, you know, Meow is, you know, kind of the umbrella over you and will always care for the cats and, you know, takes care of the expenses. So that just seems like a win-win all the way around for everybody involved.
It is. It truly is.
And when it comes to volunteers, you know, because, you know, you've got the whole need for fosters, which can foster dogs or cats, or, you know, moms, kittens, that sort of thing. I think, Marilyn, I can tell from, you know, Facebook posts, I mean, I think you always have kittens at your house that you're fostering.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you always raising some kind of babies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just a part of my life now.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can be a foster and be like Marilyn and always have somebody that you're raising. Or, you know, do it more randomly. But there's always a need for great fosters, and you know, which is a good way to go if you know you can't, you know, commit to a cat for the rest of its life, but perhaps you know that you can have one for a while, and so you can be a foster because then when you're unable to do it anymore, can go back to meow. It just seems like a great program for everybody. All right, I'm looking at the clock, and sounds like this is a good time to take care of advertisers here, Marilyn. So we will time out our discussion with Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. And by the way, I believe they're open this afternoon. So we will take care of advertisers, come back, continue our chat with Marilyn, and we'll find out if there are any special kitties we want to highlight. So stay right where you are. More with Meow Cat Rescue coming up. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen. You can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. Again, he will be here with his sister Linda next week for our healing show of the month, and you can call in for free remote treatments and learn all about the neuroenergetic balancing. He has the Rasmussen Reset program available, so you can learn to do this work yourself on your own animals. And he would be happy to chat with you. He always does a free telephone call, and we'll discuss you and your animal friends and let you know how he can help and get you set up, all that sort of thing. So check them out, healingministryforanimals.com, or watch all the before and after videos. Great stuff at his YouTube channel, Nils Rasmussen. And new newsletter this morning. I didn't have time to read it yet, but he comes out the first Sunday of the month with his newsletter for the month, which has gotten really, really good because his wife, Martha, is helping with that now, and an affirmation for the month. So be sure and check that out. And gosh, remember our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, has the Whispering Dragon Center in her home now in Shoreline. It's a great location, easy access, easy parking. And it's just so wonderful to be in the studio, her healing studio, with her and with the gongs and the acutonic forks and chimes, and her gentle and incredible chiropractic help. And Jude can work with you in person at the Whispering Dragon Center, or she can work with you remotely. You can check her out. Website is whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can just give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Hey, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. If you're interested, just shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty, then we will get back to our discussion with Marilyn. But I'm just going to on the side say, Nathan, you're being really stingy with that sunshine. It looks like it's really brightening up down there in Bellevue, and I'm not seeing any of it up here. So please start pushing it in my direction.
Well, looking at those clouds, they seem to be blowing in the northbound direction. So I expect you'll start to see some of that very soon.
All right. Well, I'm not seeing anything of it now. All righty. We are in the middle of a discussion with Marilyn Hendrickson from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. Good morning again, Marilyn.
Good morning again.
And just so people can be planning ahead, Meow Shelter, which is in the Houghton Plaza in Kirkland, is open... Open today, and what days are you open now, and when can people come by to check out the kitties?
We're open Thursday through Sunday from 1 to 5.
So that's today. Mm-hmm. Today's Sunday, last time I checked. So yeah, 1 to 5 this afternoon, if people are interested, they can come on by and check out the kitties. Now, is the shelter full?
The shelter is not full at the moment. We had a... amazing week. Last week we adopted 22 cats.
Wow, and then 22, that seems like a lot of cats.
That is a lot of cats for this time of year. So we have some empty cages, but we do have some, awesome cats, some truly awesome cats.
Wonderful, and if we probably have time to mention some if you want to, but I wanted to talk about first that after we talked last month, you kept your word and sent me information for the annual Meow Cat Rescue 2024 Fine Wines and Felines. And this is your big annual fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is now on the calendar. It's an in-person dinner and auction. And it's going to be Saturday, June 22nd at 5:30. Now, is this a new location, this Mobius Hall, Cascade? Mm-hmm. So it's Mobius Hall on the Cascadia College campus. And that address is in Bothell. Now, I thought it was the University of Washington that kind of had a hub there or something in Bothell.
Yeah, this year we're doing something different. We've moved the venue to Bothell, Cascadia Community College, which is connected directly to the University of Washington Bothell campus.
Okay.
So it's really all one campus.
Okay, okay.
We're hoping that this location will make it easier for people to attend, having it on the east side. It's so much easier to get to than our previous location. It's just
well, let's
right
see, because
of...
you were doing it at the UW campus.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that's a challenging location.
It's a challenging location for sure. Parking is a challenge. It was a great location. We're just going to try something different this year because
yeah. But it certainly sounds to me, Marilyn. I mean, this Cascadia, college campus, in Bothell, that seems to me to be a much more accessible and easier location. I think that sounds like a great move.
Mm-hmm. We think so too.
All right, so we can now have tickets gone on sale yet, or is that not going to happen for a while?
Not quite yet. Let's see, it's April. Probably, I would guess sometime mid-May.
Okay, and of course you'll keep us posted. But at some point, tickets will go on sale, and it's an all-evening in-person dinner. And do you still have the silent auction as well as the live auction?
We do. In fact, our silent auction gets bigger every year.
Oh, and those are my favorite. That's my favorite part of these kind of fundraisers. They're so much fun, especially if you find
something
you want, and you have to keep checking on that item to make sure you get it.
And you can do it from the comfort of your home in your jammies. You can bid on things.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, we will be talking more and more about fine wines and felines. Just mark your calendars now, folks, because it is Saturday, June 22nd at 5:30 in Bothell this year. So that's really great. And we will keep you posted on the details. All righty. So we know that you're open this afternoon from 1 to 5. And the good news is that the shelter isn't overflowing with cats because you were on a roll last week. 22 cats you adopted, and that's a lot. Anyway, have you got any special characters down there you want to tell us about?
We have a big 16.5-pound boy, black.
Oh, that is a big cat.
He looks like a little panther, honestly. He came to us this week when his person unexpectedly passed away.
Oh.
Which was very, very sad. And he was very out of sorts for the first couple days. But now he's in one of our suites, which is like a little apartment. He has his own
suite. You said he's 16 plus pounds. Does that mean that he is an overweight, obese type kitty? Or is he just a really big boy?
Well, he's a really big boy. His paws look like puppy paws. They're so huge.
Wow.
But I think he could stand to lose a pound or two. He's pretty squishy.
What color? Long hair, short hair? Describe
black.
Him.
He's black. Uh-huh.
And so they're the panther reference. He is a black cat.
Yeah.
And what's this guy's name?
His name is Kit Carson.
Kit Carson. The big black boy, Kit Carson, and he's looking for a new forever home.
Yeah.
And he lived with an elderly person, it sounds like.
No, it was a young man.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a very sad situation. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So our Kit Carson, he really needs somebody to help mend his broken heart, sounds like.
Yeah, he does. He does. He does not like other cats.
Okay.
For sure. We have noticed that.
So he should be an only kitty.
Yeah, he's going to need to be an only kitty, but he's a really awesome kitty. He's kind of like a dog, honestly.
I call him dogs in cat suits because, that happens.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes, it does.
Often they're great retrievers and do all kinds of stuff that usually only dogs do. but he's that kind of outgoing and friendly, huh?
Yeah, he's really great.
All right.
And we have, if I can mention another cat, I mean, I could talk all day, but we have another kitty beautiful white kitty who, she actually was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she had a mastectomy.
Oh, wow.
About a month ago. And she's healing up really well, and she's not available right now, but she should be, I would imagine, sometime next month.
And she, oh, okay. How old a cat is she?
Oh, golly. I think she might be 10. She's white. She's pure white, and she's just a fluff ball.
So a beautiful white fluff ball that's had her surgery and now is recovering. And she is she in foster care recovering, or is she in the
shelter? She's in the shelter.
Okay.
She's in the shelter right now. So
still keeping an eye on her, so she's not quite ready for adoption yet.
Yeah, not quite ready. She got
now, I wonder if somebody was listening and saying, oh, you know, I've always wanted a white cat, or I'm looking for a white cat, or I'm really interested. Is it such that since she's in the shelter that one could come and visit and meet her at this point and then wait until she's okay to adopt?
Well, they would have to fill out an application first. That would be the first step.
Okay.
And if that's approved, then we could talk about doing a meet and greet.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Anybody else on your list you want to highlight?
Yeah, we have another. She's a long-haired dilute tortie. Her name is Antoinette. She's got some discoloration on one of her irises, which we took her to an eye specialist, and they don't think it's anything, but she should be checked every 6 months for that. But oh yeah, she's all that. She's an awesome cat. She's 11. Antoinette.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. All right. So it sounds like you've got some really nice middle aged or getting into older, you know, kitties that gosh, and they're wonderful for older humans to adopt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know that, you know, when my present kitty crew moves on, I at my stage in life, I don't know that I'd want to raise kittens again. I'm probably going to be knocking on Marilyn's door. either fostering or adopting from Meow. Some older models, you know, I'll have to see, you know, cross that bridge when I get there. But I just am always so grateful to know Meow is there, because there are lots of choices when you want animal companionship, but are concerned as to whether or not you can handle it all. You can work with a shelter like Meow to foster, which is really wonderful. So anything else we need to know about here, Marilyn, before we wrap up?
Oh, we should wrap up because you would have me on the phone all day.
All righty. Well, let's everybody keep in mind, meowcatrescue.org is the website. You can check it out and click on adoptable cats and kittens or adoptable dogs and puppies. See what's available. Remember, any dog suits are in foster care, so you need to make arrangements to meet them. But you can find out in the cat department who's in the shelter, and Meow in Kirkland is open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's today from 1 to 5 p.m. So you can cruise on down and check out kitties. And as always, I really enjoy watching all the posts on Facebook, because Meow posts photographs of the kitties and their new owners before they go home. And that's always fun to see what kitties people pick out. So anyway, Marilyn, thanks so much for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here. Send some of that sunshine up my direction and carry on your good work. And we will chat with you again. My gosh, it's going to be May the next time we chat.
I know.
All righty. Thanks so much for your great work, Marilyn, and we'll talk to you again next month.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
All right, God bless. Bye-bye. All righty. Well, that means we have talked our way through the first hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. We've got to fire up the love train and so we can get ourselves all energized up for the day and the week. You know, we do that by dancing and sending the love and light all around the world. And you got to remember, dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Or get up and join me on the love train. I'll cruise through and pick you up. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer to give us extra energy and juice for the day and the week. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It is coming right up, and Help Animals India will start us off in the 10 o'clock hour. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.